Hi, I'm Lindsay Robinson, and I'm joined by Emily Cifuentes, Madison Harris, and Aiden Voda. Today we are discussing the different aspects of Canada, like settlements, resources, and energy. So Aiden, could you give us some insight on your research?
So what I studied was human interdynamical inputs of extracting energy resources. With conflicts between companies and Indigenous people of Canada, a question that is often asked is should Indigenous people have a more of a say in energy extraction?
And what would be your stand in regards to the question?
Let me start by saying the conservation government wants to collect $650 million of
investment.
Investment is mining, forests, gas, and oil products. And because of all this wants to be done, I would have to say that the Indigenous peoples should have a say in, because it is their land, therefore should be a part of decision-making process.
The topic I research of how Canada's boreal forest affects life on Earth and Aiden's information about different projects they want to accomplish, like mining. Mining does have effect on the forest. Companies have planned to clear out 730,000 kilometers worth of land. Within the space will also include oil extracting and hydropower systems, and the plans of clearing out trees from mining will also cause losing habitats. But adding hydro systems to the mix will cause a fish population by blocking out the flow of water, bringing saltwater into freshwater rivers in the forest. The Indigenous peoples will, in fact, be affected by all of this, and circling back to what Aiden shared, they should be a part of the decision.
Yes, exactly. In my time of research about the mixes of people in Canada, one popular group I stumbled upon was Indigenous peoples. And just like everyone else, they have rights. They are protected under the Indian Act, which basically is a variety of issues concerning Indigenous affairs. That's all the government was trying to get everyone to understand during this situation, is that people have rights. That's simply it.
Now that the Indigenous people has been brought into the conversation, what else did you research?
I didn't research too far into depth on it, but I did find some information about the French and Indigenous peoples being connected in some ways.
I researched the French in Canada, and what I had found out was that the Indigenous peoples were seen as allies to the French who were in the eastern woodlands of Canada. The French had relied on the Indigenous peoples for survival and fur trade. The Indigenous peoples were trading for European goods, established military alliances, hostilities, intermarried, sometimes converted to Christianity, and participated politically in the governance of New France.
You know, this is so fascinating to me. I've learned so much from you all during this time. It's mind-blowing to think that we covered just a small area of all the topics there are to learn about Canada.
I know, I never thought some of the things we talked about today would connect as much as they did. With the research about extracting energy, boreal forest threats, Indigenous peoples, and the French settlements all associated with each other in a unique way.
I agree with all of you completely, so we're going to end our conversation off on that note. That's all the time we have for today, and I wanted to give a special thanks to Emily, Aiden, and Madison for coming today. I also wanted to thank all of the viewers for taking the time to listen to this special topic of human environment of Canada. We'll catch you next week.